But if we're careful and clever, I believe that it can be done.
That's why we need a burglar.
Hmm, good one too. An expert, I'd imagine.
And are you?
Am I what?
He said he's an expert!
Me? No. I'm not a burglar. I've never stolen a thing in my life.
I'm afraid I have to agree with Mr. Baggins. He's hardly burglar material.
Aye, the Wild is no place for gentle folk who can neither fight nor fend for themselves.
Enough, I say, Wilbur Baggins is a burglar and a burglar.
He is.
Hobbits are remarkably light on their feet. In fact, they can pass unseen by most if they choose. And while the dragon is accustomed to the smell of dwarf, the scent of a hobbit is all but unknown to him, which gives us a distinct advantage. You asked me to find the 14th member of this company, and I have chosen Mr. Baggins. There's a lot more to him than appearances suggest. And he's got a great deal more to offer than any of you know. Including himself. You must trust me on this.
Very well. We'll do it your way.
No.
Give him the contract.
Warren,
please.
We're off.
It's just the usual summary of out-of-pocket expenses. Time required, remuneration, funeral arrangements, so forth.
Funeral arrangements?
Oh.
I cannot guarantee his safety.
Understood.
Nor will I be responsible for his fate.
Agreed.
Terms, cash on delivery, up to but not exceeding 1/14 of total profit, if any. Seems fair. Present company.
You shall not be liable for injuries inflicted by or sustained as a consequence thereof, including but not limited to lacerations.
Evisceration? Incineration.
Oh, I am out the flesh off your bones in the blink of an eye.